Today we have a message for the world. What is going on right now worldwide is that people are very much and very strongly voicing their opinion. And a lot of it is about wrong and right. I am right, you are wrong. And there is nothing wrong with having an opinion. But when you are not aware that it is only your opinion, it doesn't have to be true. In fact, it isn't true. It is only your perception of reality. So from your point of view, in your perception, in your personal awareness bubble, you perceive a person or you perceive the world or you perceive a thing or a movement or a something that happened. You perceive it from your understanding, from your level of consciousness, from your level of awareness. And you label it and you define it and you form an opinion. You like it or you dislike it. You love it or you hate it. You think it's right or you think it's wrong. But all of that is only based on emotion. There is no real reality to it. It is either fear-based or non-fear-based. So it is out of love or out of habit or out of personal taste. And what is happening right now on social media is that people state their opinion. And if somebody voices an opinion that you don't like or you don't agree with, then you kill the other person off. You kill the other person's opinion, but not only do you kill his or her opinion, you kill the other person. We see this all the time. People fighting and bickering on social media. And this is a sign of the time, because people become more and more and more vocal. People become more and more aware of their own truth. This is a worldwide phenomena going on. And with it, and with social media, comes to state your opinion, to say what you think, to voice what you think. And that is, of course, good, to give your own truth, your own opinion, a voice. We applaud this. But the side effect of killing off anybody that doesn't agree with you or starting to become a missionary where your belief and your church and your personal opinion become the truth and everybody else is wrong. This is very, very limited. And also very limiting, because not only do you limit your own reality, you also try to limit the reality of somebody else. And you can't. You just can't limit somebody else's reality. Of course, you can threaten somebody. You can say, I'm going to kill you because you think this, or I'm going to harm you and your children because you think this, or you state this, or you say this. But this is so wrong. There is no love in that. So the minute your opinion becomes the truth and the only truth, love and reason and sensibility and wisdom are out of the door. They are no longer present. They are not there. There is only your blind opinion. And some people are truly prepared to kill for their opinion, to kill for their truth, either with words or with through guns, knives, bombs. So that's what's going on in your world right now. And it is amplified by social media. This has always been there. There has always been people and their opinion. And now, through social media, this is amplified. And it has become epidemic. But to be honest, there is no love in that. I say it again, there is no love in that. There is no freedom in that. There is no wisdom in that. There is no humanity in that. You, for instance, in a country where it is very strong at the moment, is the United States of America. America is divided. People are literally breaking away from each other. And this is very sad, but you humans have to go through this phase, because it is a phase. You will grow out of this, but it will take quite a few years, and it will take a long time before you understand that this will bring you nothing. This will bring the earth nothing. It will bring humanity nothing. And on a personal level, how do you stop this? How do you end this, if you want to end this? If you are at a point where you can see and feel and understand, hey, this is not the way to get my way no matter what. To say what I think and feel no matter what. No matter if I hurt people or even kill people with words, not literally, but with words. The minute you decide, hey, that doesn't work for me, because I create a reality without love. The minute you want to stop this pattern inside of yourself, the only thing you have to do is go inside, close your eyes, go inside and meditate. This is one of the great benefits of meditation, to go inside, to become quiet, to breathe, and to connect with a realm inside of you where there is silence and wisdom and knowledge, and where opinion doesn't matter. So, a way to exercise this is whenever you're on Facebook or any other social media, and you are triggered by somebody's opinion, and you want to tell this person, hey, you're totally wrong, I don't agree with you, because ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. So you go for it. Normally, you would go for it and kill off the other person. Instead of doing that, you put away your phone, and you close your eyes, and you go inside, and you become quiet. And you know what? Within 5 or 10 minutes, you are in a totally different realm, and the opinion of the other person doesn't matter anymore. And if it does, if it keeps biting you and bothering you, this is beautiful to meditate, because it is only a reflection of something inside of you, of an aspect inside of you that gets triggered. And all you have to do is look at yourself, look at and discover and investigate what aspect in me is being triggered here. That is all what you have to do. And once you've done that, and once you discovered, oh, wait a minute, this is what pushed my button, then you can let go. Let go, breathe. And the beauty is, at that moment, love is restored within you. Connection is restored within you. So instead of killing off the other person with your opinion, you connect with yourself and you reconnect with the love in yourself, the wisdom in yourself. And truly, if you do this often and more often and more often, your reality becomes more pleasant. You become more pleasant. Why? Because there is more love present, more love consciousness present in your world. And we wish that for you. We wish you to have a life filled with love and light. This was my message. Thank you.
The written text of this whisper is available for you on our website, whispersfromtheholycircle.com.